Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 John chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
There's a lot of ferment and foment going on right now about preaching in the Missouri Synod, and a lot of that is connected with the third use of the law, and whether there is a third use of the law at all, or how important the third use of the law should be in our life as Christians, and how much Christians should hear it and preach it. Some time ago, I opened up Luther's Invocavit sermons. You know, those are sermons when he got out of the Wartburg Castle and he went back to Wittenberg to straighten things out. And I just began going through there and circling all the pronouns he uses. Me, I, we, you. And it's quite an amazing array. He will use a personal reference, but just briefly. No stupid, long, senseless stories like I sometimes hear. And he will preach definitely the third use of the law. I mean, he says, look, you people know the gospel. I've been preaching it here to you for years. And now you act like this? You're tearing each other apart? Shame on you. Love one another. I call that the third use of the law. It's also the second use. It strikes the same. Robert Grace told us one time in an argument about this topic that just preach the law, it'll find its own use. Group of guys from different spectrums on this issue to come together for a Koinonia project this year. That'll be interesting. Very interesting. The older I get and the more crotchety I get, I just want to be Book of Concord Lutherans. We don't need to interpret the Book of Concord through the early church fathers. We need to do just the opposite. We don't need evangelicalism. We don't need Roman Catholic rites. Lutheranism is very free on liturgy, and we must respect what Willem Leia says. It's still the bride of Christ, whether it's beautifully ordered and laid out with such splendor as the liturgy, or it's humbly, simply, the bare minimum. We need Book of Concord Lutheran. We believe in vestments. We keep the lessons. We preach law and gospel. So, this text today is quite delightful. The Book of Concord says in Third Use of the law is useful, one, because external discipline and decency are maimed by it against wild, disobedient people. First Use of the law. Likewise, through the law, people are brought to a knowledge of their sins. Second use, or primary use, as a mirror. And thirdly, when people have been born anew by God's Spirit, converted to the Lord, and Moses' veil has been lifted from them, they live and walk in the law. It's very clear, isn't it? Book of Concord Lutheranism, because it confesses the scripture. We're preparing a bunch of young men who will go out very soon and say, I believe, I confess and make these confessions my own because they are in accord with the Holy Scripture. And they are. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. If you're like me, you look at that right away and you say, come on, John, you know we're all going to sin, and you too. He had just said, by the way, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Luther says the theologian who makes this text intelligible is really a good theologian and worthy of being called one. We sin in the world. We have sinned, Luther says. We're like even Peter at Antioch, who screws up on circumcision. Who would not waver now and again in the faith if a Peter does, says Luther. Here's the point. Says Luther, the apostle wants us to be careful and to walk in the fear of the Lord. So it's important to be well aware of our circumstances. We've got the old Adam hanging around our necks. The formula of Concord says the old Adam in us is a recalcitrant ass. Luther, we must always be nourished by the Spirit, and we must also read the Psalms and the Holy Scripture. This is our armor. I know in my life, when I get away from reading the Scriptures, when my prayer life slumps, I find temptations aplenty. You should wage war against sin and walk carefully. That's what John wants to say, says Luther. This means that a person should learn to understand himself, says Luther, and above all, be humble and penitent. If anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We all sin. Whenever I want to do good, I have evil right there next beside me. Boy, is that frustrating. If I succeed in humbly performing some task, some jerk will come up to me and say, boy, you're humble, I really admire that. Recalcitrant as I am indeed. But we have an advocate, a paraclete, a wonderful counselor, in legalese, a defense attorney, our advocate with the Father. Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. I lay down my life for the sheep. He is Jesus, Yahweh saves. Christ, the Messiah promised of old. He's grabbed you, chosen you from eternity, made you his own, and he's not going to let you go without a fight. The righteous for the unrighteous. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God. He's the propitiation for our sin. Hilasmon, blood sacrifice, substitution, atonement, payment, satisfaction, the done deal. Christ is the hilasterion in Paul, same word. That's actually the place where the mercy takes place, above the Ten Commandments, in the Ark of the Covenant, above the Ark of the Covenant, where the blood is spattered to bring the forgiveness of sins in the presence of God. That's who Christ is, and he's yours. Your tab has been picked up.
I always usually wear a collar, go out to lunch after church particularly, and every once in a while somebody will say, your drink is paid for, or one of the barmaids will say, your drink is paid for, or somebody's picked up your meal anonymously. And it's always a shock, you know? Just imagine. Realize that Christ has picked up your tab. He's paid the price. It's a billion, a trillion times greater. It's infinitely greater than that. What delight. What shock. What wonder. What pleasure. As John says, joy complete. And by this we know that we have come to him, if we keep his commandments. Luther on this passage says, first we are freed from sin, and then we serve our neighbor with all our strength. We hold to his entole. Luther says, this is a bit nuanced. This is John's word for hanging on to both law and gospel. We hold to Christ. We hold to his teaching. He is ours. He is ours on the cross, and he is ours as a wonderful example. The Book of Concord also calls the third use of the law a mirror, so that we can see very clearly what we are to do in life. It's a bright, shining mirror, not reflecting us, but reflecting Christ back to us. And everything Christ does in keeping the law is also gospel for you. He does it all for you. And you seeing him do that for you empowers you by the gospel to imitate him. God grant us all repentance insofar as we have the recalcitrant ass hanging around our neck, the old sinful man. Raise us up to love one another. In the name of Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.